The Middle Fork of the Flathead River runs along the southwestern edge of Glacier Park and serves as the border between the park and adjacent land. To enter the park, the very first visitors had to use rowboats to cross the river until a bridge was built in 1895. After this bridge was condemned in 1918, the Belton Bridge was constructed in its place and served as the main entrance to the park until 1938, when another bridge was built half a mile downstream and in the present location of today's highway entrance bridge. Both bridges were fine until the massive 500-year flooding of 1964, which destroyed the highway bridge at today's park entrance site and severely damaged the Belton Bridge. On June 25, 1964, the Belton Bridge was replaced by N.D. Robinson from Missoula and served throughout the 1964 and 1965 seasons while the new highway bridge in use today was constructed. The Belton Bridge is reinforced concrete arch span. On top of the arch is a 10-span timber trestle system supporting a wood deck. The single 110-feet span concrete arch has a rise of just over 12 feet and is 16 inches thick. The bents are comprised of four 12-inch timber posts, which have 2.5-inch by 12-inch diagonal bracing. On top of these posts are 12-inch timber beams that support 4-inch by 12-inch floor joists and plank decking. Operating a national park requires not only employees, but a leader to oversee the work personnel and park mission. The park superintendent's house was built adjacent to this historic park entrance so he could keep close tabs on the coming and going of visitors and personnel. When ready, press number 8 to learn more about the superintendent's house, and remember, please stay on our path and don't approach the house.